2.
Truth Talk Live, where theology, pop culture, and current events all come together. Cutting edge topics.
It's sad that MySpace is going to protect the privacy of sex offenders over the safety of children.
Truth for the now generation. Guests who push your hot button.
Some people say, well, if you fell away, you never had the real and the genuine. If you fall from grace, you were never in grace. I think that is ludicrous.
Relevant, real radio. Confronting the culture.
Bill Keller, why would you say that voting for Romney is voting for Satan? What are you talking about?
This is Truth Talk Live. Now from the Truth Booth, your host, Stu Everson Jr.
Dipping our toe once again into the waters of controversy, what happens when secular psychology collides with Christian truth? According to today's guest, she is has an earned PhD in philosophy and apologetics. According to our today's guest, she believes that when Christianity and secular psychology meet, you have an unholy alliance. She believes that it even enters into the realm of demonic influence, occultism, New Age, and she backs it up in this book called Unholy Alliance, and we're talking to her today, and we're taking your calls. We've talked about issues like this before, but she believes that the Christian community has sold their soul to, or maybe I should say has bought in too much to the secular psychology world and is using Maslow and Freudian and other borrowed psychological methods and approaches to integrate into Christianity. And she has some very interesting and maybe startling things to share with our listeners today. We're going to talk to her in just a second. We're going to take your calls first. We have some true headlines I want to get to real quick. Bush warns Iran. This out of the LA Times. Back away from Iraq. Right from the story. Quote, until it does, I will take the actions necessary to protect our troops. Bush said, I have authorized our military commanders in Iraq to confront Tehran's murderous activities. This story out of the LA. I mean, that's one group that's pulling for bringing the troops home. That's one country, Iran, that is pulling for the insurgents, and they're putting their money where their mouth is. They're sending money and they're sending supplies and weapons. It's been verified, it's been documented that the Iranians have their hands in this thing, and they're an obvious enemy, and Bush is standing up to them. So we'll see what happens, you know, with that. Edwards to America. Candidate Edwards for president to America. Surrender your SUVs. Speaking to a labor group, the story out of Fox News. And wow, a lot of you're driving an SUV out there. You better watch out. You better steer shy of this candidate's message because he says surrender him. And of course, there's some issues there too with the environment and with fuel and things like that. So got to watch out. According to Reuters, Castro's favorite president is Jimmy Carter. How about that? And he sees that Hillary Obama is the winning ticket in 08. That's, there you go. Hillary with Vice President Obama. That's who Castro is seeing and viewing according to this Reuters story. Those are our true headlines. I want to get right into this, but first you'll want to know this. It's very important information for another story from Reuters. Latest for dogs, swim classes. That's right. You want your dog, you really be there. One teacher explained it's about becoming socialized. So those pet lovers out there, it's getting more and more offered there. Let's welcome to the show Dr. Lois Chan. She's the author of this book, Unholy Alliance. According to her book, has made a startling discovery. Thousands of Christian leaders, including pastors, counselors, and popular authors, have unknowingly incorporated New Age channeled demonic teaching into their teaching. While most of these channeled teachings appear in secular psychology, over half of them appear in Christian psychology, books, sermons, counseling sessions. Wow. In this book, she documents this. I read the book and was startled by some names thrown around. It was startled by some of the accusations that she levels at the church today. Dr. Chan, welcome to Truth Talk Live. Hey, we're doing great. Thanks for coming on the show today, and you are a brave woman to not only write a book like this to incriminate a lot of Christian churches out there, but then to come on a talk show like this and open yourself up to questions. But we'll make sure, even if our callers disagree, we'll make sure they're nice to you today. Okay?
Well,
That's okay. The Lord helped me to write the book, and the Lord will help me with this interview, and hopefully my audience will listen to it, too.
Oh, okay, very good. Now, tell me, you told me this off the air a little bit, how you came upon this. I guess you grew up in a Christian home, and you found yourself in the snares of some psychology, and that led you to a journey to write this book, ultimately.
Oh, that was a long story, but I can make it brief. For a while, I was praying, Lord, can I do something for you? I'm your robot. You are my master. Just tell me. Mm-hmm. And then he let me run into some friends who have demonic problems. And in this process, I read some books about a new age where I know what is pantheism, and I know how about meditation and all these different names. And then I also, in the process of helping this sister, and I ran into some psychologists, and they used those new age techniques, and that opened my eyes. And I know there are authors out there who write about new age and psychology. And now I really see the real problem in knowing they are not making up the stories to attract attention or shock value or anything. Now, and then, so when I was looking into this New Age movement and I was given a chance to write a series for a Chinese Christian magazine, I am a Chinese, you can tell by the last name. And so because I have to do research, I read a couple of channeled material. That means people actually talk to demons or let demons talk through them. And I was horrified. These demons talk a lot of pop psychology. So I make my dissertation title in this area to compare psychology with channel teachings. And what I found is most of the channel teachings present in secular psychology and over half of them in Christian psychology. Now, you did not hear me wrong. This is true. A lot of them are in psychology. And that's why I have the burden. I have to remind other Christians, we have to go back to the Bible. Psychology has something not very good behind it.
Hmm. Okay, so you studied, you had a full frontal view of psychology. You studied it, you looked at it, and you saw demonic influence in it. Let me ask you this, before we get into Christianity, what do you see as the most damning part, the worst part of secular psychology? If you could summarize the worst part of secular psychology, what would you say it is?
I don't know how to compare what is the worst, but I can tell you one thing. I can find so many general teachings in secular psychology because a lot of the psychologists, I mean, mostly secular Christians too, are integrating those new age techniques like meditation.
Sure. Right, meditation.
And then,
okay.
As a consequence, right. They accept those philosophy.
Sure. Well, when you say channeling, what do you mean?
Okay. Now, channeling, I suppose quite a number of people heard of this term. This is a new term. Actually, it's a new age term, but it's not a new age only thing. All through history, people talk to demons or let demons talk through them.
Sure.
That means a communication with the spiritual realm. Now, and this is exactly what the Bible prohibited as mediumship.
Sure. So you're saying that they're trying to find their real self, they're trying to tap into it through meditation techniques
and other things,
and what they're really potentially coming in contact with are evil spirits.
Yeah, that there are all kinds of funds,
self,
that's just one of it.
Now you get into that in your book, you get into pantheism and monism and reincarnation and karma, and you're no doubt familiar with the Eastern different sects and cults and religions because having your Chinese background.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Chan, so you make a statement in the back of your book that just is in your book that the church is co-opting these techniques in their sermons. And there's counseling sessions in their books. How could you attack the church like that? These dear pastors, you're saying they're using demonic techniques? Come on, Dr. Chan. Now, how do you back that up?
Now, in the book of Galatians, Paul said, will that make me an enemy if I tell you the truth?
Okay.
Right. So I'm telling, now, I'm not presenting a real point. I'm presenting a research fact. So I'm not attacking anyone. And if they look at it, wow, what I have been teaching on the pulpit or in my counseling room, and the demons are teaching same thing.
Yeah.
And if you're a real Christian, will you rethink what have you been doing, isn't it?
Sure.
This is not attack.
Okay.
It's not an attack.
Right.
This is reminding with brotherly love is just hopefully other Christian right. open their eyes.
Sure. So you're not trying to be vindictive or vicious in attacking
no,
other Christians?
No, I'm not. Okay. Actually, I honestly think most of the Christian psychologists or pastor or whatever,
right.
they thought they are serving the Lord with psychology.
Okay, and on the show today, you're going to explain to us what this integrationism is, where the church is integrating mm-hmm. psychology and the Bible. Mm-hmm. You're going to talk to us about how the church is using channeling and metaphysics and mm-hmm. all these things, New Age things.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to share some things about the importance of the Bible and sola scriptura, which I do want to hear about. And what is it? Is it okay for a Christian to try to find their inner self? Is that ever okay to probe into your past? We'll talk to Dr. Chan about this and your calls coming up next.
Truth Talk Live.
You hear it all the time. You're struggling. You're depressed. You're having a rough time at home. You're a Christian. Do you have any business as a Christian, a born-again Christian, going to some secular psychologist? Our guest today says, no way. But she also says that a lot of Christian psychologists have it all wrong by integrating secular psychology into Christian counseling or into sermons as pastors or into their books. She's Dr. Lois Chan, author of this book, Unholy Alliance, The Dangers of Mixing Pop Psychology with Christian Truth. What really caught my attention, Dr. Chan, is how you basically talk about this satanic, demonic influence from New Age and from other secular, you know, other religions, pagan religions that affect Christianity. But give me an example, would you please, Dr. Chan? Thanks for being on today, by the way. And let me give the toll-free number if you want to call in and agree or disagree. It's toll-free, 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH to join the conversation. Also, her website and today's topic is at our website, truthtalklive.com. You can weigh in there as well. Dr. Chan, give me an example. How does a Christian sin by using secular psychology in counseling? Can you demonstrate that?
Okay. Now, I'll just give you two examples. First one is a quote from a spirit guide. That means a demon, and he talked to a person. And this spirit guide is called Lazarus. And he said, the child within was never loved good enough.
Mm-hmm.
We need to give the child the love he wants. Otherwise, the child will stubbornly refuse to grow until he gets that missing love. And therefore, some people continuously project parents onto everyone and into adult life. Now, many men are drawn into relationships seeking a mother, not a lover or a friend. And then Lazarus continued to say, and actually there are something else, like besides inner child, inner adolescent, they're all inside us and disturbing us because of the wounds or the hurt they have during their childhood. So there's a way to do it, is to do meditation.
But Dr. Chan, isn't it healthy for a Christian even to realize, hey, you know, maybe I was wounded early on by my father or by my mother or by in a divorce situation, and that helps me understand mm-hmm. how to better love my kids now? I mean, what's so wrong with that?
Okay. Now, the influence from a family or from your past is one of the many influence you can receive. You can receive influence from your church, right? The
mm-hmm.
Bible.
Sure.
And the internet, right? TV. Now, and being a Christian, you have a choice of knowing what to do. You may know just whatever's on TV is wrong, is unbiblical. So what I do is it will be according to the Bible. The Bible doesn't want us to go back and keep digging out these things. Yes, we are all sinners. I'm a sinner, you are one, and then our parents too, right?
Right.
So we sin against other people, we wrong against them, and they are wrong against me. And we should forgive and not to keep digging in those things.
Okay, don't keep going past forgetting those
right.
things which are behind, like Paul said. Okay, I want to probe that with you a little more, and I know some folks disagree. And if those of you that do agree, that believe more of a purely biblical counseling approach, you can call us at 866-34-TRUTH. Right now we're going to go to Iowa, and we have a question from Ralph for Lois Chan. She's the author of Unholy Alliance. She sees the dangers of secular psychology integrated within Christianity. Ralph, thanks for calling Truth Talk Live. You're on the air with Stu.
Okay, Stu. This is my first time calling. My question would be, is there any kind of demonic influence in the invitation system that's been being used for the last 50 years?
May I know what do you mean by invitation system?
Invitation after a sermon is preached. There's an invitation system.
Tell us a little bit about your question. What do you mean by that question?
You mean during the end of a sermon, you invite people to accept Christ?
Yeah, I'm not following you. Yeah.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. I think it's a personal opinion. Somebody like to do that.
Yeah.
Somebody don't, and somebody think that's a momentary emotional thing, right. And somebody would rather follow up that on that person. And either way, you have to follow up anyway, right?
Okay, so
nothing to do with psychology.
You don't think that's psychology or demonic?
No.
Okay, Ralph, why would you think that? I'm just curious as why you think that might be demonic. Is there something that's happened to you, or is there another question out there?
No, nothing has happened to me. I was just wondering if there's any. I know psychology and Christian thought sometimes goes together.
Interesting. Okay.
And I was wondering if there's any thoughts on demonic influence on the invitation system.
Now, I don't know that I'd go as far as demonic influence, but Dr. Chan, Ralph has opened something that's interesting up. Do you think there's maybe psychological manipulation happening sometimes?
There may be some stirring up of emotion.
I
would think this is something you have to ask the Lord if you are the one who's on the pulpit. Am I going to do the invitation? Or do I do it a different way? So this is not against the Bible, or it has nothing to do with psychology nor demonic.
Sure, and this is, you know, since the Second Great Awakening kind of gave us a little bit of this emotionalism, Ralph.
Yeah, right.
There are definitely some dangers there. Mm-hmm. To go as far as demonic, I don't know, but I do know that there are maybe a lot of people that will come forward on some emotional, someone pulling at their heartstrings, but they're not really understanding the gospel. They're not really understanding the cross and the implications. But so there can be invitations wrought with psychological. Going to demonic, I don't know, that might be going too far. I think the doctor, Chan, would agree with me. But Hannah has a comment or a question. Hannah, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Thanks for calling the show.
Yes. How you doing? I've been trying to call some other time, but thank God I was able to get through today. I truly agree with what the doctor is saying. I've never met her. I've not read the book. But you see, the American church is full of demonic powers.
Okay.
So many of them. And people don't know this. You see, when Jesus Christ said, test our spirit if they are of God. Like the gentleman that just called, he talked about the altar call. When an altar call is made, you need to know what you are answering to.
Right.
You need to know. See, that's why so many people are in the church. We have more sick people in our churches. We have more poor people in our churches. Because people just look on the physical and not in the spiritual part of it. And even the word of God says that God is a spirit, and we worship him in spirit and in truth. And we need to know that the spiritual realm controls the physical realm.
Okay, Hannah, thanks for your call. She agrees with our guest, Chris, Chesapeake, Virginia. Go ahead, Chris, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Throw us your comment, Chris, quick, and then we'll pick up on the other side of the break. We're coming up against it.
The only thing I want to say is the lady that you have on is absolutely right, and I'm reminded of Scripture in Psalms 1 that we're not supposed to take counsel from the ungodly. How can we ask the world to help us if they're ungodly?
Okay.
That's all I want to say.
All right. A lot of folks that agree. What about you, listener? 866-34-TRUTH is our number. We'll come back and talk to Dr. Chan. She's the author of Unholy Alliance, The Dangers of Mixing Pop Psychology with Christian Truth. When we come back, we're going to hone in a little more on this inner man. You're going back in your past, how far is too far to go back? And what about meditation? She says it can open up to demonic influence. What about biblical meditation? We'll ask her about that. We'll take your calls. It's all coming up after this quick break. More Truth Talk Live.
Truth Talk Live.
If you're a Christian, there's no doubt about it that Romans 12:2 is pretty clear. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. However, if I have some challenges at home or psychologically issues, what's wrong with me going to a psychologist? And even better yet, why can't my local pastor use some psychology techniques like meditation, like, you know, searching, digging within, looking back at the past? Why can't he bring some of those techniques popularized by Maslow or Freud or other psychologists into the game to help me grow in the Lord? Is this okay to do? Dr. Chan says N-O. She's the author of this book, Unholy Alliance. She's on Truth Talk Live right now with Stu Epperson. I'm your host, and we welcome you to the program. If you just joined us, she's talking about ways that Christians are using psychology and even demonically influenced things like channeling without even knowing it. Dr. Chan, I'm reading in your book here, you have a section on meditation. And you go after some people here. You name some names. One of those is Norman Vincent Peale, the positive thinking man, who's helped a lot of people think positively. But you talk about how some Christian psychologist, I won't name this one, was in your book, says that meditation is created for the audience to relax and to release anxiety so they can achieve inner peace. Dr. Chan, doesn't God want us to have inner peace? What's wrong with that?
Okay, before I answer your question, can I just say one thing real quick?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm thankful that several listeners just call in and agree with me. But I just want to make sure everybody understand my book is not on a certain real point. It's based on facts. You can get a copy and take a look at it.
Okay.
And demons talking almost just like the secular psychologists or the Christian psychologists. And I have footnotes. You can check on this.
Okay.
Now, and back to the question about meditation. Okay, Norman Vincent Peale is almost like the head or father of this whole positive thinking movement.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong having a positive attitude. But our positive attitude is based on we rely on God. We are not doing all these things. I don't think I can do all these things. But God help me if this is what he wants me to do. But if you look close, the positive thinking, this whole movement, the real reason for somebody think positively and he got the result or whatever he or she wants, and the reason is they go through a process called visualization.
Okay.
And actually, visualization is the most common form of meditation. You can find in Buddhism,
right.
Hindu, modern psychology use it a lot, right. And they have a bunch of names like imagery or positive confession.
Sure.
And all kinds of fancy names. Okay.
But visualization, I mean, that can also be, the Bible tells us to visualize. It says set your mind on things above,
mm-hmm.
not on earthly things. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. What's wrong with that?
Okay. The visualization in these techniques or in the New Age circle is not that kind of visualize.
Okay.
And that's the same thing. Whenever I say, oh, meditation is not good, and people say, what's wrong? The Bible tell us to do meditation, meditate
mm-hmm.
on the word.
Right.
Now, that the word is used differently.
Okay.
The meditation
sure.
in the New Age circle or in psychology or in religious or whatever is different from
sure.
whatever's in the Bible.
Okay.
The Bible will just tell you, concentrate, think about something.
Right.
For example, I'm reading Psalm 23, and I concentrate my mind sure. in reading it. But my mind is active.
Okay,
thinking,
so the object
reading.
Of your thinking is the Word
right.
of God, as opposed to fixating your mind on
right.
nothingness, on la la land, on some
right.
some prairie out in the middle of nowhere. Okay,
right.
We're going to get into that some more. We're going to get into, and folks, if you want to call in, today's your day. If you're into hypnosis, I mean, she's against that. She comes out against a lot of things. But the scary thing is how a lot of these things are creeping in. Maybe they do it at your church, and you think it's fine. She doesn't think so, and she's on with us right now at 866-34-TRUTH if you want to weigh in, agree or disagree. We've also talked about altar calls, and someone asked if that's a psychological manipulation. Our guest said it is in some cases. Let's go to Fort Worth, Texas, and talk to Kay. Kay, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. A quick question you says here you have. Go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Chan, I have a question about a Christian counseling technique called theophrastics. Are you familiar with that?
I heard of that name, yes. And actually, it's not very familiar. I have some, know a little bit about it.
Well, what's it called again?
It's called theophostics. In a nutshell, it's basically you sit with a counselor. A counselor goes, where were you hurt? Okay, I was 5 years old. My father abandoned me. Okay, then they say, where was Jesus? Okay, mm-hmm. Jesus, where were you when I was five and my father abandoned me or whatever? Mm-hmm. And then we're like, okay, we supposedly hear from the Lord. And Jesus says, well, I was there with you. So you are no longer abandoned. You're adopted into my, you know, kingdom. I love you. And there's healing. And but I've always been a little bit uncertain about just constantly going back to these wounded places. And, you know, I mean, I don't know in the Bible where it says, go find Jesus, like in the past, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was just wondering about that.
Okay, what about that, Dr. Chan?
This is basically very similar to inner healing. They may have different names, but they do very similar things. Yes, if we were hurt when a child or anything, God will comfort us, help us through our difficult times. But first of all, we don't go back and try to find something. Now, I know a lot of counselors, if you are depressed or if you're having marital problems, and they will go back to your child to find something. If they don't tell you, you never know this is what your problem is, right? Now, that's one thing. I think this is not biblical. We don't go back and dig out those old things and blame our problem on those things. And secondly, like inner healing, that depends on who is practicing it. A lot of them will ask you to visualize the scenery. For example, you were abused, your parents were fighting, and you were so afraid, or whatever, something. And then you visualize Jesus coming to comfort you and change your situation. I know there's some newer practice will ask Holy Spirit to give you an image of what your problem is. Now, whatever how present it, this visualization part is meditation. Actually, there's lots of meditation techniques use the visualization.
So you're saying that's wrong, that's New Age?
Yeah, right. All the meditation practices, I wouldn't say I would say
But if you just some of them. If you focus in there on Scripture, though, you're saying that's okay. If it's biblical, if it's...
No, if you focus, your brain is moving. Yeah. Actively thinking, okay? You read one passage, you say, oh, I should be humble. Then you think about so-and-so yesterday, I wasn't humble to my friend. That's just when you were meditating on the Bible verse and you're thinking. But this visualization is teach you to concentrate, form a mental image in your brain.
Right.
And that kind of concentration will bring a person into a meditative state. Or they call it, now they like to call it ASC, the outer state of consciousness.
Okay, interesting.
This process, this concentration process, will blank out your mind, bring you into another state.
Okay, very good. Our guest is Dr. Lois Chan. She's the author of the book Unholy Alliance, The Dangers of Mixing Pop Psychology with Christian Truth. And Yvonne has a question for her. Yvonne, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Welcome to the conversation.
Hello.
Hey.
I just want to make a comment about what she's saying. I totally agree with what she's saying. You know, I'm an RN. And just all the psychological things that Christians, you know, being a Christian and letting all these things come into our lives, I think we need to rely more on the Word of God. And like at my church, we totally do not do anything like, you know, we don't allow the psychology and all of these things to come in. What we do, we pray, we believe the Word of God, and we use that and we apply those things to our life. And Dr. Chan, I hope I'm saying that right. I totally agree with what you're doing, thank you for writing this book for the Christians out there. It's time for us to stand up and believe in God and stand on the Word of God. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for your call, Yvonne. Obviously, she's in your corner, but Mike may not be. Mike, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Jump on in here. Coming up, kind of close to a break, Mike, but go ahead with your comment.
No problem. I don't want to be disrespectful of your guest, but in my opinion, what she's doing is simply promulgating fear. And Christ didn't come to us to make us fearful, nor did he give us his spirit so that we could fear, so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. And what I think your guest is doing is simply saying we should be looking for a demon under every rock, and if we do anything the wrong way, demons are going to inhabit us.
Okay, what about Dr. Chan? I mean, could you find just about any, you could find a demon connected to just about any secular psychological technique?
No.
What about what our guest says?
No, I'm not saying that. And I'm not, in the beginning, I already say I'm not trying to get people to be afraid or trying to shock people. And my book is not about viewpoint. My book is presenting what the demons are talking, how they preach, what they tell us.
Right.
It's so similar to pop psychology.
Interesting.
Well, that's what I object to. I'm sorry.
When you, so you don't,
you read the book, see if you agree they talk very similarly.
Okay, hey, hold on. Do we have an extra copy, Andres, of this book? We'll send a copy to Mike. Hang on, we'll get your address, Mike, and let you decide for yourself. And hang on, I want to talk to you during the break. More coming up on Hypnosis when we come back on Truth Talk Live.
Truth Talk Live.
A lot of psychological problems, disorders floating around out there, even among Christians. That's right. We're messed up sometimes. And for some of you, it's a lot of times. And those of you that don't know Christ, you're in real trouble. But the beautiful thing is he offers you hope. He offers you forgiveness. He offers you something you cannot earn and you cannot do for yourself, and that is redemption. And he offers that to the worst of sinners like me. And I thank the Lord for changing my life. Dr. Lois Chan is in here to talk about how a lot of times Christians use secular thinking, secular psychology in their approach. And Dr. Chan, I mean, our last caller off the air, I talked to him a little bit. It made some sense what he said. Mike called. He said, you know, Stu, we got to take responsibility for our own problems and quit blaming these demons. How do you respond to that, Dr. Chan?
No, I'm not blaming the demons. My book is not about, we blame our problems on demons. No. Okay, I'm presenting a fact that what the demon teach are very similar to what psychologists teach. Now, then so we are responsible, have to say, oh, this is what the demons say, and I don't want it. Of course, I think any Christian can agree with me. Christians don't want the teaching of demons.
Sure.
Whatever they say yes, we say no, right? They say no, we say yes. So we don't want to accept this kind of teaching. And those are philosophy and practices. If we follow those, then we won't be able to have a very honest Christian walk, and it will damage our thinking.
Okay. Okay. If you want to join the conversation on Truth Talk Live, it's 866-34-TRUTH. That's our toll-free number nationwide. Let's go to Wisconsin, talk to Olson. Olson says you have an experience to share with us. Go ahead. You're on Truth Talk Live.
Yes. I want to agree with that lady 100%. I've had
much
experience in the demonic realm. It's true that our preachers today are the greatest enemies against the ministry of deliverance in the church today. And I was married 21 years to a diagnosed schizophrenic, so I think I know what I'm talking about. I was literally attacked when I attacked hers, and I agree that that's where the biggest... I don't know why these churches fight deliverance. I know why, because Satan don't want deliverance to enter the churches.
So you believe... You believe the Bible has solutions that psychology can't offer?
I'm not into psychology. That's the biggest bunch of garbage I've ever heard. When our children can be born with demons, they need deliverance too, and it's not psychology. Okay. The demons want you to believe it's everything else but what
okay,
it is.
Okay, let me ask you this for sake of time. Dr. Chan and Olson, you may have a thought. How do you deal with bipolar and depression, ADHD, all these numerous disorders, Dr. Chan, without psychology? How do you do that?
Deliverance.
What do you say to that, Dr. Chan?
Okay, my book is not about deliverance. Okay, and I'm not blaming, just like I'm not blaming all problems on demons. Okay. And I understand there are depression, there are ADHD, and all these things out there. And they are getting popular, believe it or not.
And even in the church, there are problems. I want you to tell me when we come back how you, if it's not psychology, if it's not Christian psychology, how you propose we deal with these disorders, and what does the Bible have to do with all this, and what are you talking about, sola scriptura? When we come back on Truth Talk Live.
Truth Talk Live.
Five minutes. minutes before the hour and the fastest hour in radio. This is Truth Talk Live. I'm Stu Epperson. We're almost out of time. Dr. Lois Chan has been on all hour talking about the dangers of psychology and secular psychology and all the paganism from other world religions creeping into the church today. She believes that the Bible has the solutions we need for the heart, for the soul, for the mind. Dr. Chan, what's your bottom line on all this? Will you tell me that real quick and tell me, give us some hope. Where do we turn for, you know, psychological needs? We can't get into all that right now, but, you know, things like bipolar, schizophrenia was cited earlier by a listener, issues of depression, you know, issues like that. Where do we turn?
Okay. Now, for that list of problems you just named, and they are not real 100% moral problems. Now, if I have a problem with my spouse, that's a moral problem.
Right.
But for that list, it could be physical. We cannot deny that somebody
sure.
really have a problem inside their brain or inside the body. For example, if a woman right after birth, and she may enter into depression.
Right.
This is purely physical. Now, and then sometimes this is spiritual, could be demonic. And sometimes this is could be just moral problem. So when we counsel somebody, we don't just say, now I have one formula, one size fits all, and that's it. We have to see what the problem is. If this is really physical, then they may have to take medication. Now, sometimes same problem, same stress, they may cause me or you nothing. And we don't think that's any big issue. But another problem, a person, he may build slightly differently, and he may have a very strong reaction, go into a deep depression or something like that. In that case, a little medication, lift them up, maybe, well, I think we can allow that.
Okay.
But we don't depend on that. We go back to the Bible for
sure.
for our thinking,
yeah, I like
our
the,
worldview
yeah.
system.
I like the section in your book on Sola Scriptura, how you said to test it all by Scripture. That's a great general
mm-hmm.
rule, and
mm-hmm.
we can't probe any further because of the time. But I want people to leave comments at truthtalklive.com. Mm-hmm. We've got your website there, Dr. Chan.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric in Raleigh, North Carolina, has closing arguments here, a quick comment about something that God delivered him from. Eric, go ahead. You're on the air on Truth Talk Live.
Hey, Stu, thank you, and I thank the station for airing my testimony as many times as they have. I just want to say to everyone listening, God has delivered me from homosexuality, and he did it through the Word of God. Romans says, the renewing of your mind, and that only happens through God's Word. Colossians says, do not be held captive to deceptive philosophy, which is founded on this earth and man rather than on Christ. And psychology would tell me that there was nothing wrong with my homosexuality, but the Bible told me that it was a sin, and it was very easy. I recognized it as a sin. I repented of it. I asked God to forgive me, and he gloriously has delivered me, and I just want to praise him for his Word. When people say, Eric, what made the difference in your life? It wasn't a program. It was a person, and that person is Jesus Christ, and his Word abides in me, and I give him all the glory and honor.
Thank you. Dr. Chan, thank you for being with us. Eric, what a great way to close this
you.
Show with that kind of testimony. God bless you.
Nice talking to you.
Yes, ma'am. Folks, the Bible says, Romans 12:1-2, read that. Ask yourself, what are you renewing your mind with? Are you under a solid teaching of the Word in a good, balanced Bible-teaching church? Are you in the Word yourself? Are you growing, discipling in the Word of God, in the Gospel? We got to go.
Stu Epperson, Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Radio Network.
And now, a discipleship moment. Here's Phil Downer.
Frank always wanted to be a leader. He studied, he worked hard, and he manipulated. Then when he became a Christian, all that changed. But after a while, he was miserable, always standing in the background. Well, he talked to his pastor who was discipling him, and this wise man of God took Frank to 1 Timothy 3:1. That verse says, it's a trustworthy statement. If any man aspires to the office of overseer, it's a fine work he desires to do. Then Frank's pastor told him, look, God gifted you as a leader, but not to manipulate people, but to serve Christ through serving people. Well, how about us? Are we serving or manipulating? Listen, friends, let's serve Christ today by serving people.
Phil has written Just an Ordinary Man to show how God molds great leaders. For information on Discipleship Network of America resources, go to downer.org.